Well, welcome back, podcast fans, to Rising 365. This podcast is committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. You know, rising daily can be a challenge for so many people, myself included. And it is my hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. Today's episode is episode 12. It's called, You Can Run, But You Can't Hide. Just recently, my wife and I made a trip out to Western Nebraska, Eastern Wyoming, because I was a speaker at Frontier School of the Bible, which is in LaGrange, Wyoming. If you've never been out there, it is a beautiful, quiet community, a great school. So we went out there. We arrived on a Thursday. That Thursday evening, my wife's sister lives in Wheatland, Wyoming, and she is the theater director for the community and the school. And the school put on an amazing play called Arabian Nights. And in this play, there is just situations that are going on with individuals. And it's all about trying to find truth. Trying to unpack what the meaning of life is. And one scenario that plays out, you know, the main character, she tells stories to the king in order to spare her life just one more day. And one of the stories is called the Red Lion story. And the story unpacks, there's this man who is afraid of this red lion in his village, and the whole community is afraid of it. And it's his turn, and they turn to him to try to face the lion that has been terrorizing the village. But he's so afraid that he runs away from his village. And he goes to another village. And when he gets there, he learns that there is another red lion that is terrorizing the community. And again, they look to him because he's big and he's strong and he looks like he's brave, but he's afraid, really. So he runs away from the second village. Then he gets to his third village and he meets yet another red lion that is terrorizing this village. And again, this community turns to him, to his help, to his strength, to his bravery, but he's afraid. Finally, he runs to the fourth village and again is met by a red lion. Tired of running, he faces the lion. No longer afraid, overcome with exhaustion from all the times running, he realizes that the lion was really never scary. It was really never out to hurt anybody, but was looking for community. So all this time he was running from his fears. And it wasn't until he turned and faced his fears to realize it really wasn't a fear at all. It was something that he needed to be faced. You know, there was a study done by Dr. James Pennebaker. It's this medical study that verifies that if people don't face things in their lives that cause them fear and anxiety and depression, that it can actually cause physical illnesses and spur on sicknesses within the body. Fear has this way of anchoring us down into the darkness. But we have to eventually let light shine into the darkness, even though we're afraid. But we have to ask ourselves, where does the strength come from to face our fears? There's so many great books out there that can help you. One is Opening Up to the Healing Power of Expressing emotions, and the other is the psychology of physical symptoms of fears. Both of these are written by Dr. James Pennebaker, and you can find them in the show notes. And what they're saying is we have to open up about our fears. We have to, at the minimum, talk about them. Go seek talk therapy through a counselor, through a professional, someone who can help walk you through your fears to realize that there may not be true fears at all, that you have it within you to overcome them. Sometimes fears can be debilitating. Most helpful book, if this is your first time to Rising 365, most helpful book to get us to face our red lions in our lives is the Bible. The truths that withstand in the Bible, and there are stories and accounts of men and women who had many red lions in their face. And they had to eventually face them. And we see it depicted of them facing it underneath their own fleshly abilities and the failures that came about it going it that way. And it wasn't until they sought the help from the Lord were they able to truly stand firm in front of the red lion that was before them and overcome it. No longer allow that thing to torment their lives, because they knew that their help and their strength came from not themselves, but it came from a person who has unending strength, Prince of Peace, the Giver of Truth, the Light in the Darkness, Jesus Christ Himself. So I don't know what your red lion is, but I can guarantee you probably do have a red lion in your life. If you're sitting here today listening to this, you're like, I don't have any red lions. I'm afraid of nothing. That's probably your red lion. With pride. You're blinded by it. And you can see it because people don't want to be around you, maybe. You find yourself alone a lot, not invited to things because you carry yourself with an arrogance and a pride, and that red lion of arrogance and pride has made you an outcast. But whatever your red lion is, how long have you been running from it? Has it been holding you down from being able to rise 365? Are you tired of running? My encouragement to you today is, stop the running. Turn and face this red lion. And with the help of the Lord, He can give you the strength to no longer have a red lion in your life. And He will be with you every time another red lion tries to come and frighten you back into the darkness. So seek the Lord today. If you've never spent time with Him, you know, ask Him to make Himself real to you. Show the truth of His Bible. Open it up if you have one. Many people have one in their home, but it's full of dust. Maybe you dust it off and open it up. Go to the book of John. Start reading it to see, one, who Jesus is and the depth of His love for you, and the promises that He gives to those who will place their faith in Him, that we can stand strong in front of opposition, in front of fear. There's plenty of struggles out there. There's plenty of red lions. And I know for years I've lost years being afraid of the red lion in my life. Because of the Lord, I can stand firm and I can do things like this. Record an episode and start a podcast to help those who hear it be encouraged to rise 365. Well, thank you for tuning in. I hope each episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, it's simple. Send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on all your preferred listening platforms. Until we meet again, this is Mike Pena reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day because you are destined for this moment.